Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with the Indianola Jazz Combo.
Danny Gilfanov, drums.
I am Caleb Nistrala. I play the piano.
I'm Aiden Curry, and I play alto saxophone.
I'm Lucas Peterson. I play bass.
I'm Brady Dunn, and I play trumpet.
Okay, first of all, Indianola Jazz Combo, talk about bringing everybody together and wanting to form the group.
It was really random, honestly. Our band teacher had been wanting to do this for a while, but we knew a little about it, and then one day he's like, hey, I should get a combo. I'm not really good with the details and stuff, okay. So he calls us over one day and he says he wants to get this started, and so we start practicing, and eventually it just turns into Jazz Combo we know and love today.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about that story, kind of getting you five together.
Well, our boy Mr. Adelia kind of came up to us. Well, he came up to me and he was like, so I'm thinking about starting a combo. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea. And he was like, yeah, we're going to just take a couple of the guys from our top jazz band, and he think that like the top trumpet player, which is our boy Brady, and top saxophone, which is Aiden, and then we only have one bass player, you know, so obviously it's gonna be Lucas automatically got in. No talent, I'm just kidding. Lucas is an amazing bass player, and then Danny, you know, he's our drummer, so you know, Danny was in, and then he came up to me. So I don't actually play piano in our jazz band. I play the guitar, but I have had history with playing piano. I mean, I've done piano all my life. So Adelia was kind of like, you should do the piano for the combo. And I was like, that sounds like a great idea. So then we all met up, played, sounded really bad in the beginning, you know, but that just happens. That's just the beginning of stuff. And then we kept working, kept practicing, really got to know each other. Because with a combo, it's just you have to work with each other. You have to, it's more than the music, it's more about the people. And like at this point, we know what we all do, our different like styles, strategies, things we just do a lot. And it's really easy to work with each other at this point. But yeah, it's been a pretty good ride.
Well, talk about practicing with the group and just kind of how that's been going so far.
Yeah, it's been going really well. At first, it wasn't really that, coming well together, and that's kind of how jazz works. Like, you're allowed to make a lot of mistakes, and that's a really big thing, is that it only has, like, a really loose form of what you're supposed to do for a single song, and then the rest of it is just improvising, and a lot of that improvising is communicating with the other band members while you're playing. So, like, if I play a rhythm on my saxophone during a solo, Danny might play the same rhythm on his drums. There's a lot of back and forth between the band and just figuring out kind of that balance, so you really need to get that practice in. And once we started practicing, it started going a lot better than it did originally, that's for sure. So yeah.
All right, we'll kind of talk about the performance for Tunes and Treats, and how did it go for the band so far?
I would honestly say this performance was one of our best, if not our best. Honestly, we haven't rehearsed since maybe a month before school ended. And we just got to a rehearsal like 2 hours ago, just run through it, everything. And it's like Caleb said, it's all about the people. We know each other. None of it's forgotten. None of it's lost. It's just a fun time. And we did it, and it's over. And even if we did make any mistakes, it's all good. It's jazz.
All right. Well, where do you want to take it from here? And where do you kind of see this jazz combo going?
I'm looking forward to playing a lot more gigs. I think it's improved all of us as musicians in a wide scale sense. Me and the saxophone player Aiden are actually going to Iowa, so we're thinking about taking the things that we have learned so far and just taking it with us, and I hope they do the same. And next summer when we're all back together, I'm hoping we get to play some more gigs and just expand on it even more.
Thanks to the Indianola Jazz Combo for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.